Mishnah Hey. Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Gadol Mishamish, he serves in the Beis HaMikdash, Bishmona Kalim, wearing 8 items of clothing, the Hadid Bar Ba'a, whereas a regular Kohen only has to wear 4 special items of clothing. What are those 4? Bukutoines, some sort of very long shirt, a sort of cloak, which went from the Kohen's neck all the way to his feet. Umichasayim, trousers, particular type of trousers, umitznefes, a particular special type of hat, v'avnet, and a belt. These are the 4 items of clothing which every Kohen has to wear. Meisiv alav Kohen Gadol, in addition to that, a Kohen Gadol has to wear choshen, the choshen which had the 12 stones representing the 12 shavotim, that he would wear on his chest. The ephod, some sort of apron, which would have straps over his shoulders, that would also hold the choshen in place. Umil, a robe, v'tzitz, and a tzitz which would go on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. And kodesh la'Hashem, holy to Hashem, that was what was written on the tzitz. And any Kohen or Kohen Gadol who serves in the Beis HaMikdash has to wear the above clothes. Now, as well as needing to wear them when serving in the Beis HaMikdash, there was another occasion in which the Kohen Gadol will have to wear all of his 8 items of clothing. And that is when they would ask the Urim V'Tumim, or when they would ask via the Urim V'Tumim, advice from Hashem. There was a parchment within the Choshen, and at certain times of distress, or when there was some trouble in Klal Yisrael, when they needed to know something. So the Kohen Gadol would consult with the Urim V'Tumim, and he would be given an answer via the Choshen. Letters which are written on the stones of the Choshen would light up, and that's how he would be given an answer. Be as it may, when the Kohen Gadol does consult with Urim V'Tumim, be'elunish olim Urim V'Tumim, with these items of clothing, he needs to ask and consult with the Urim V'Tumim, just like if he was serving in the Beis HaMikdash. And Mishnah adds that ve'elunish olim elo la'melech or la'beistin, the Kohen Gadol would only seek advice from the Urim V'Tumim for the sake of a king under his instruction, or la'beistin, or under instruction of the beistin. This is referring to the Sanhedrin, the court of 71 judges, which was the top court in Klal Yisrael, or la'misha tzibur tzarech bay, or somebody who the entire public required, somebody who was a very, very important figure, which the Gemara explains is referring to the Kohen Mishraach Melchama, who was the Kohen who would lead the people into battle. He would talk to the people fighting and strengthen them before they would fight in a war. So if he also needed to know something, so the Kohen Gadol could seek advice from the Urim V'Tumim under his instruction as well.